This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The bodies of two men who were working on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore when it was hit by a cargo ship and collapsed have now been found. CBS's Nicole Skanga is there.
Maynor Yasir Suazo Sandoval would have celebrated his 35th birthday next month. He believed in giving back and donated to a children's soccer league in Honduras. His brother prays his body is found so they can bring him back to be buried.
We know that they were hard workers. We know that they love soccer. We know that they love, you know, their families and their community.
CBS's Chris Van Cleef says the bridge collapse will have wide-ranging economic effects.
Secretary Buttigieg says repairs will take time, leaving one of the country's busiest ports shut down and its 8,000 workers in limbo. At least two cargo containers went overboard. 56 others on the ship hold hazardous material, though not considered a threat to the public. The ship's bow is said to be resting on the river floor. The Coast Guard will have to refloat the more than 900-foot-long vessel to clear the waterway.
Time for peanuts and Cracker Jack. The 2024 Major League Baseball season is upon us.
The reigning champion Texas Rangers begin defense of their World Series title when they open up against the Cubs in Arlington. It won't be easy, but Rangers skipper Bruce Bochy is eyeing a second straight crown.
I like our chances. We pretty much have the same club. It's good to be in this position, I'll say that.
Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
The former head of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, will be sentenced Thursday in federal court in New York. He was found guilty of wire fraud. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum has been looking at the case.
On the one hand, Sam Bankman-Fried has no criminal record, and prosecutors rarely seek the maximum penalty for a first-time white-collar crime offender. On the other hand, he has shown absolutely no remorse, no regret, and that never plays well with judges.
Allies of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have come to terms with Disney over how Walt Disney World will be governed. The governor spoke in Orlando.
I think that there's a desire to move forward. I think that they have things that they probably have opportunities to do, to expand their footprint, to continue to attract visitors.
The settlement ends almost 2 years of litigation sparked by DeSantis's takeover of a board that governs the district where Disney World is located. A report finds that a guaranteed income program in Cambridge, Massachusetts, not far from Boston, increased employment among those families and improved their financial health. The program gave 130 families in the city $500 a month for 18 months. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 21% of Wisconsin adults could see their representation in the state legislature flip parties this fall. The Journal Sentinel bases that forecast on historical trends. The biggest changes could come to Green Bay, Eau Claire, rural south central Wisconsin, Racine and Kenosha, and the Driftless region. President Biden's campaign co-chairman was in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did at $1.2 trillion because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter and managed to lose in double overtime at home to the Los Angeles Lakers, the final 128-124. Damian Lillard, and now the Bucks went from hot to cold.
I mean, I thought we got a lot of good looks. We just missed shots. You know, we missed a lot of shots tonight. And that was pretty much what it came down to. And, you know, they got a lot of talented players. You know, we saw that when we played them in L.A. And when it's going that way, put yourself in a dogfight. That's what we did, and we came up short.
College hoops, the Badgers' A.J. Store, and UWM Panthers' B.J. Freeman announced their intentions to turn pro and become eligible for the NBA draft. NFL, football fans, and many players not happy about the new kickoff rules and formations approved at the owners' meetings in Orlando. The Packers' Mark Murphy voted against it.
Our issue was that it's such a major change. Just felt that it made sense to, you know, have a trial.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear in mid-20s here of the overnight with light west winds. On your Thursday, sunshine and mid-40s. West winds will continue. We'll see mid-40s again on Friday, but then we'll see Friday night a chance of rain, perhaps some rumbles of thunder. It's 33 at our studios.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. One of my favorite newsletters over on TikTok, I'm looking at the headline here, over on Substack is Sabrina Hakes, H-A-A-K-E. SabrinaHake.substack.com is the website. And she writes, millions of Americans are influenced by manufactured information campaigns every day. COVID-19 vaccine, climate science, elections, all this kind of stuff. Where is this all coming from? What's going on? How does this media ecosystem work? Sabrina Hake is a federal trial attorney over 20 years, specializing in First and 14th Amendment defenses. And she's contributed to numerous law journals and publications, including the Chicago Tribune. As I said, Sabrina Hake, H-A-A-K-E dot Substack.com, or Hake underscore Sabrina on Twitter. And Sabrina, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
So your headline is TikTok disinformation is no more dangerous than Fox News disinformation. Please make your case.
All right. Thanks. Well, I watched the TikTok debate in Congress with interest because part of the concern with TikTok was that China not just had access to user data, which everyone does, all of the platforms have access, but the big interest was their ability to interfere with U.S. elections. And it was kind of hypocritical to me because I was very sensitive about the Fox News Dominion settlement from not even a year ago, where Fox paid almost $800 million and admit that it had been lying all along about the 2020 election. And then, we've got all of this concern about China's ability to do that, but we're doing it here. Fox News is doing it. And they are continuing to do it. I have some of the excerpts from the Dominion case, which has not even been settled a year yet. But in today's paper on Fox News, this is their headline. I don't know if you can read it or not, but it says, NBC's ousting of Rona McDaniel reinforces status as anti-Trump, pro-Biden network. So Fox News is still up to the same tricks. They're claiming that firing Rona McDaniel is evidence that NBC News is pro-Biden, anti-Trump. But they have admitted that Trump didn't win the 2020 election, that they knew it, and that they aired just the opposite to attract low-information voters anyway. Fox News answered the complaint from Dominion, but I'd like to read a couple of excerpts if you have time.
Sure. Go
from
for it.
From what Dominion's counsel uncovered, and I've done defamation litigation, they did a brilliant job. They went through and reviewed text messages and emails and internal correspondence and depositions where Fox luminaries told each other what a joke Trump's claims were. They were just buffoonish claims. One of them said that the claims were ludicrous and totally off the rails. That was Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity said it's effing lunatics. Dana Perino said it's nuts. Fox producer John Fawcett said it was complete BS, talking about Trump's stolen election claims. And Maria Bartiromo said it was kooky. The Raj Shah, the Fox Corporation VP, said it was mind-blowingly nuts. And Brett Baer concluded with, there is no evidence of fraud, none. And yet every night they went on the air and said just the opposite. And I want to read you what Tucker Carlson said. He didn't tell people what he told his colleagues, which is that it was that Trump was totally off the rails. He goes online, and I'll read you what his statement was. He puts on his puppy dog face and says, the stolen election was the single greatest crime in American history, with millions of votes stolen in a day. Democracy destroyed, the end of our centuries old system of government. That's what Tucker Carlson said on the air while he was joking about Trump's stolen election claims in the background. Wow. This is kind of amusing in retrospect, except that we are in serious trouble. Our democracy is in serious peril because 40% of the country is listening to this kind of distorted disinformation from the right, and no one's doing anything about it. The FCC has some teeth, but not enough, because we've weakened that statute. Before we were this divided, I think I talked to you about the last time I was on your show, we had the Fairness Doctrine. For over 50 years, every broadcast network had to give both sides of a political opinion. You couldn't come on and slam Biden or Trump without giving the countervailing facts. The other issue is that if we know what broadcasters are saying, and in this case, Fox News does have a broadcasting license. They're also a network, a platform, but a lot of their news was through the Fox Broadcasting Network. The FCC could go after them. The FCC statute, which has been in existence for some time, requires the quality of public discourse to be protected by outlawing what is known to be disinformation. It's called the Broadcast News Distortion Policy. It only applies to broadcast, but Congress could expand that to include broadcast media. It only applies to serious news. They're not going to go chasing ancillary and unimportant stuff. No one has time for that. It only applies to intentional lies. We know that Fox intentionally lied about 2020 because Murdoch admitted that they did.
Right.
And the documents attached to Dominion's lawsuit, the evidentiary support for their complaint was legion and well supported. It's public information. This is a publicly filed claim. Unfortunately, Fox did not have to give a public on-air apology and admit that they lied. We know that they did because of the pleadings, but Fox News paid the nearly $800 million settlement, which is unheard of in defamation. That shows you how serious it was and how unimpeachable the evidence was. They paid the penalty, the settlement, and apparently it's cheaper for Fox News to pay that kind of penalty and to continue lying than it is to actually correct their ways and stop lying.
I think they're making over $1 billion a year in profit. And it's the lies that are the basis for their profit, because if they weren't saying something different than everybody else, I mean, this is the cardinal differentiator for the network, is it not?
Exactly. And if people wonder, well, why does 40% of the country think that Trump won the election? And if you look at the Republicans who were voting in the last primaries, it's something like 67% of those Republicans believe that Biden is an illegitimate win. Right. It's because of Fox News. Now, they are not the only purveyors of right-wing misinformation and disinformation, but they are the biggest. They've had the biggest, Fox and Friends has been the biggest show for 22 years. And they've got something like 40% of the American market. So it's unfathomable to me that Congress would look at regulating TikTok when we've got it happening within our own domestic shores and we're not doing anything about it.
Right.
I think that if we're going to fix the biggest problems, climate change is a big disinformation funded by big oil, as you know and have discussed repeatedly. Mm-hmm. COVID vaccinations and election denial are the three big hitters. If we're going to tackle any of those, and gun control would be the fourth one, but if we're going to tackle these problems, we've got to educate the public. We cannot have a free democracy if people are not educated. And if we've got a major network like Fox News lying to people, deliberately lying to people, telling them that their votes were stolen, that Biden is somehow behind these cases against Trump, which there's no evidence of either. That's another area of liability. We really need to start getting serious about Fox News and start looking at the Fairness Doctrine, bringing it back, putting teeth with the FCC, and start regulating our own industry before we start going after external industries, because it's hypocritical, and it's also more damaging because it's coming from inside the House.
I agree. The one thing I would add to that is that the echo chamber that amplifies Fox is 1,500 right-wing radio stations, which right. The majority of which are owned by two companies that are owned by right-wingers. And the part of, you know, and this got blown up in 1996 with Bill Clinton's Telecommunications Act. Prior to 1996, we had ownership rules that said that, you know, an individual or an individual corporation could only own a certain number of radio stations in a certain number of markets, couldn't cross-platform, it couldn't own TV stations or newspapers, things like that. That all got blown up, and you know, in the just months after that law was passed, Clear Channel went from being a little tiny network down in the Southeast to, you know, owning, I think it might have taken them a year or so, to owning like 1,000 radio stations.
Yeah,
right. So we need to break up these big monopolies as well. But that's kind of a whole separate rant. But I completely agree with you.
No, but it's of a piece. I was on a right-wing radio station, not really right-wing, but a conservative radio station, WJOB, a couple months ago in Northwest Indiana. And when I was talking about bringing back the Fairness Doctrine, a lot of the pushback was, you know, liberals want the government to tell you what the truth is. That's not what the Fairness Doctrine was. The Fairness Doctrine, which kept us from being grossly divided, it was in effect for over 50 years. I just want to read one sentence from the case that was sort of the case law of the time until we got rid of the Fairness Doctrine in 1987. This was the Red Lion Court. The Supreme Court said the public's right to full information. This is where you talk about someone's right to spew disinformation and the harm that it causes and how the government weighs that and how the courts weigh it. The Red Lion Court said the public's right to access full information takes priority over the First Amendment concerns of broadcasters. Quote, it is the purpose of the First Amendment to preserve an uninhibited marketplace of ideas in which truth will ultimately prevail, rather than to countenance monopolization of that market. Mm-hmm. So for over 50 years, the Supreme Court was able to manage the First Amendment concerns of broadcasters with the public's right to know and the public's right to spew disinformation. It's a balancing act. And we've gone so far out of kilter by not monitoring what's happening on the right. We're doing ourselves a gross disservice. So many platforms are trying to, like if you take NBC, ABC, CBS, they're all engaged in what's called performative neutrality, where they're trying to not appear biased. But the right wing is not making any such effort. So we've got people on the left trying to neutralize, and we've got people on the right moving further to the right, and it's taken the media narrative to the right. And I'm sorry, but this headline from Fox News saying that Ron McDaniel was just a conservative voice that's been silenced because NBC is pro-Biden, anti-Trump. It's a continuation of the same lie that they paid $800 million to settle not even a year ago. And I would like to see Dominion file a complaint with the FCC. I would like the Democratic Party to file a complaint with the FCC.
There's another, we just have about 25 seconds, by the way, before we hit a hard break. There's another lawsuit against Fox from another voting machine company. Do you know the status of that?
Smartmatic. No, it hasn't gotten nearly the airplay. They're at almost $2 billion in damages, though.
Right.
So I haven't read that the pleadings, but I know that it's a strong case, and I expect to see a similar result. I don't know if they did the same groundwork that Dominion did. Their counsel did a brilliant job. Every time that Fox lied, they sent them written proof that it was a lie. And then so they sort of set up the foundation for the claim.
Yeah, I get it. Sabrina Haake, get over to Substack and plug in Sabrina Haake, H-A-A-K-E, or sabrinahaake.substack.com is the URL.
Really appreciate it. And I'm free. If I could be so bold, it's a free Substack. I do the
Absolutely. Stack. There you go. And it's really worth subscribing to. Sabrina, thank you so much.
Very sweet. Thank you very much. Thanks for fighting the good fight.
You got it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. Geeky science, how can sleep age you? And your calls right after this.
Like Don a grand Rosen slam on your radio dial. For the Packers. 1499.99.91
FM. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Super Beats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Super Beats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Super Beats Heart Chews are effective, and clinically studied. From Superbeets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeets Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeets Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeets.com. It's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour, and this is absolutely fascinating. It's in The Guardian right now by Ian Sample. Two nights of broken sleep can make people feel years older, and feeling years older leads people to behavior that causes them to age more rapidly. Which is amazing. When you think about it, it makes perfect sense. You know, if you're exhausted, you're from not having enough sleep, you're less likely to get physical exercise. Less likely to go out of your way to eat well, things like that. There's three different studies here that they put together. One involved 429 people aged 18 to 70. Another was 186 volunteers in another country aged 18 to 46. And then the third study was a 10-year study of 4,000 Europeans. And I'll get to that in just a minute. But the first two studies found that what they did was they asked people to only sleep 4 hours a night. And for two nights in a row. And what they found was that on average, volunteers felt more than 4 years older when they were restricted only 4 hours of sleep for two consecutive nights, with some claiming the sleepiness made them feel decades older. The opposite was seen when people were allowed to stay in bed for 9 hours, though the effect was more modest, with participants in the study claiming to feel an average 3 months younger than their real age after ample rest. And as I said, you know, the lack of rest is causing people to engage in unhealthy behaviors or causing them to fail to engage in healthy behaviors. One of the researchers said it's important to realize how malleable subjective age is. If we can make people feel younger, they may be able to have the associated benefits, such as being more willing to take on new experiences and being socially and physically active. Good point. Now, the third study, and this is a fascinating one, this is a 10-year study of 4,000 Europeans. And what they found was that those that had to do with sleep, what they found that those people who exercised 2 to 3 times a week consistently. Now, this was not, you know, like, you know, running marathons. This is just, you know, walked a mile or two or whatever. That those people who consistently exercised 2 or 3 times a week were significantly less likely to develop insomnia than inactive people and better able to clock up the recommended 6 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Those who exercised 2 or more times a week for at least an hour a week were 42% less likely to have problems falling asleep than inactive people, the study found, and 55% more likely to be normal sleepers who got the healthy amount of shut-eye every night. And the study has a long follow-up period, a 10-year follow-up period. So, you know, bottom line, I mean, all of us have the ability to get some exercise somehow, right? I mean, you know, even people with disabilities or who are physically challenged, there are, you know, you can, if you can't do things with your legs, you can do them with your arms. But get yourself out of breath or close to it for at least 10 minutes, 5, 10, 15 minutes, ideally up to an hour every day. You know, Louise and I try to walk a couple miles every day. We've got here in Portland, there's this place called Forest Park. It's the largest indoor urban park in the world, within a city limits. And there's this mountain range that runs through it. And so, you know, we climb a mountain a couple of times a week and get really out of breath. And it's just, you feel so good afterwards. You just feel so good. And you know, we're old people, but I think it's keeping us young. So, picking up your calls right after this break. I'll be right back with you. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth to the Republican Party would really, and Fox News would really rather you didn't know all about. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls right after this. Stay with us.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 900 FM. 98.1 FM WRJN.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first 5 ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Two bodies have been recovered under the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Roland Butler is the superintendent of the Maryland State Police.
Divers located a red pickup truck submerged in approximately 25 feet of water in the area of the middle span of the bridge. Divers recovered two victims of this tragedy trapped within the vehicle.
The collapse is causing major disruptions at the nearby port, says CBS News Baltimore reporter Paul Gessler.
Supply chain experts say many ships will have to be redirected to other East Coast ports like Brunswick, Georgia, Newark, New Jersey, and Norfolk, Virginia, where Carnival Cruises is sending its Baltimore-based crews currently out at sea and due to return Sunday.
Disney World and allies of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have reached an agreement on how the amusement park will be governed 2 years after the governor took over a board that controls the park's district.
And I think that there's a lot of opportunities for big wins for the state of Florida.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is in Wisconsin to talk up the Biden administration's clean energy policies. Stops in Milwaukee and Madison are part of a three-state swing that includes Michigan and Ohio. The margin between President Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be so narrow in November that an independent or third-party candidate could play spoiler in Wisconsin. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote, and so in a very close election,
could turn
a position
the result
to tilt the election in the fall.
Meanwhile, 20 elected officials around Wisconsin are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's primary to protest Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
WRJN is pleased to support the Royal Family Kids Camp with a very special opportunity for you to be courtside when the Bucks play the Celtics April 9th at Fiserv. This four-pack of courtside VIP tickets is valued at more than $2,000 and includes parking. WRJN listeners can bid on these tickets online at WRJN.com/Bucks. The winning bid gets the tickets, and the entire amount supports Royal Family Kids Camp, a week-long residential camp for kids 7 to 11 years old who have been in and out of foster care, neglected, abused, or abandoned. Every camper has the opportunity to build friendships with other kids in the same situation and gain a lifetime of positive memories in the process. There is no...
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly clear and mid-20s here the overnight with light west winds. On your Thursday, sunshine and mid-40s, west winds will continue. We'll see mid-40s again on Friday, but then we'll see Friday night, a chance of rain, perhaps some rumbles of thunder. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always a pleasure.
This is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. So what's on your mind today, Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan? Hey, Diane, what's up? Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan, watching us on YouTube? Going once?
Hello?
Hey, hello? What's up, Diane?
Okay, I don't know what happened. I'm feeling creeped out by Trump. I feel he's committing blasphemy, hawking the Bible. He's using it as a political prop, like he did before.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of the story in Matthew 21:12, when Jesus came into the temple and found them money changing.
Mm-hmm.
And he became so angry that he started flipping tables.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the most violent, closest to violence that Jesus ever came. He was so mad.
Well, let me.
And I'm wondering.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm wondering if the Christians are getting so twisted by their love of Trump that they'll probably buy them.
Well, here's another.
I'm wondering also.
Go ahead.
Well, just one last thing. I think it's rather blasphemous also that they're binding between the front and back cover of the Bible other documents.
Right, the Constitution. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's a political document.
Well,
that's not
arguably
a holy document.
You're right. It's a government document. Here's another data point for you, Diane. The largest right-wing radio network, you know, kind of wholly owned radio network in the United States is Salem Broadcasting. Dennis Prager, a bunch of people like that, you know, on there. And they're in all the major cities in the United States. It's a multi-million dollar, maybe a billion dollar, I don't know. But it's a huge enterprise. Salem Broadcasting started out as a Bible publisher. And they still publish Bibles. And I believe they're the largest in the United States. It might be the second. And so there's plenty of precedent for right-wingers hustling Bibles. What do you think?
Who huckstering Bibles? What was the word? Who is doing it?
Salem Broadcast Network made their original money selling Bibles. In fact, this is about 10, 12 years ago. I was at a Talkers. Talkers is the magazine of this industry, and they have a luncheon every year. They have a big convention every year, and I was sitting at lunch next to one of the vice presidents of Salem. And I said, why don't you balance your programming? I mean, I've got a pretty good progressive show, and it's got a lot of listeners, so, you know, I think you'd do well with it. And he said, well, you're a liberal. He said, we can't put you on the air because we're a Bible publisher, and we're Christian, and liberals are not Christians. You know, which kind of got me. But
oh, my gosh.
I know, or liberals don't hold to Christian values, or whatever. However he said it, you know, and but the point is that there's a long history of you know, right wingers embracing, you know, profiting off the Bible or making money selling Bibles, and they justify it by saying, hey, it's, you know, it's better than selling pornography. I mean, it's people should read the Bible.
But to have a politician shilling that on TV,
I know it's pretty.
He's a huckster.
Yeah, it really is. We're looking at some variation here on in the Music Man. What was that guy's name? Who was the lead character? It's been a lot of years.
I know who you're.
But
talking
you know what? Yeah, you know, he was the hustler who came to town, right? That's Donald Trump. Although, yeah, you know, in the Music Man, the guy ended up, you know, with a heart of gold. That ain't Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a vicious psychopath who would become Adolf Hitler if he had an opportunity. He has always praised and elevated Hitler, according to his family and the people around him.
It'd be interesting to see one of those Bibles. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's defacing the Bible.
Yeah, Harold Hill was the hustler, but yeah, I'm with you, Diane. I think it's blasphemous. I think it's sacrilegious. But, you know, on the other hand, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, so it's easy to say. But I can't imagine Joe Biden going out and saying, hey, we're trying to raise some money for our legal expenses here. Want to buy a Bible for $60? I mean, it costs, $2, $3 to print the things? They're very, very profitable. So, Diane, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Your points are very well made. Juanita in New Lexington, Ohio. Hey, Juanita, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
I'm just wanted to ask you a question about how do you feel about the Democrats taking on the Republican wanting to advance the worst Republican to go against Sherrod Brown?
It's apparently an effective political strategy. I mean, it was in the modern era was pioneered by the woman senator from Missouri, and I'm blanking on her name right now. I just scared it out of me. She's a regular on MSNBC News. Claire McCaskill. She had.
I love Claire McCaskill.
Yeah. Remember when Todd Aitken talked about women don't get pregnant when they've been legitimately raped? And he was running against her.
God.
He was one of several Republicans in the field in a primary. And she was like, this is my guy. And so she started running ads saying Todd Aitken is too conservative for Missouri. And of course, all the Republicans were like, too conservative? Oh, great, I'll vote for him. And so she ended up running against him and she beat him. She ultimately got beat by a Republican. So, you know, it's back. So it doesn't always work. And sometimes it backfires on you. But I think it's going to work in this case. The guy that's running against Sherrod Brown is an anti-abortion hardliner, an anti-woman hardliner, I think you could characterize him as, and a Trump follower. And I just don't think that those people are going to do well this fall.
Yeah, he's like really crazy, and it just like, you know, I'm just like a nobody here. I retired 2 years ago, and I've lived in the same place for like 40 years, mm-hmm. And then in the last couple years since I retired, it's just like I go 1 mile one way on my on the state route where I live. I live way out in the country, and I've got Trump signs, flags, and I've got the Confederate flag.
Oh, geez.
One way, and then I go a mile the other way, and then I got Trump flags and Confederate flags and there's nasty signs that says F Biden, yeah. And I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life.
Yeah,
I've had a German Shepherd. She was 11 years old. I've had her, but she passed away about 3 weeks ago. Mm. And now I'm here by myself. My husband's 70 years old, and he's still working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe
so
you should get another German Shepherd. Juanita. But, Juanita, I've got to move along and get other callers in here. But I wish you the very best, and thanks for sharing your story with us. I share your concern about our country.
Thank you very much. I love your history. I love your FDR, where it says, I will miss them very much.
Yes, there you go. Thank you, Juanita. That's one of my favorites, too. Juanita, thank you so much. Lee in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Lee, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Just a quickie here. There's a law called involuntary manslaughter. You're not supposed to do that. Right. Involuntary manslaughter is defined as an unintentional killing that results from either a recklessness or criminal negligence. Okay, let's talk about criminal negligence. Forget about the criminal. The second form of involuntary manslaughter results from an unintentional killing that occurs during the commission of a misdemeanor. Forget about that one. Here we go. The first type of involuntary manslaughter occurs when a defendant recklessly or negligently.
Lee, I know what involuntary manslaughter is. What's the point?
Okay,
you're
look. All right, here, my point is the Republicans who refuse to pass gun restrictions are doing a job that they have an obligation to perform.
So you're arguing that we should go after
manner.
Them for involuntary manslaughter?
Pardon?
You're arguing that we should prosecute them for involuntary manslaughter?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. I would love to see, you know, maybe somebody who lost a child.
Yeah, as the office of the corporation, they're responsible for the acts of that corporation.
I get it. The problem with going after lawmakers is that they have what's called sovereign immunity. You can't sue them for whatever they vote for or whatever they say while they're working. But I get your point, and I like the sentiment anyway. Jim in Auburn, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, we've talked before about the border and what's going on. And, Trump's pulling basically like Ronald Reagan pulled. You know, he wants to keep it out there and have it a problem like Reagan did to Jimmy Carter with Iran, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when, that kind of cost him the election. And my question is, what's going on in the Senate now with Johnson and Marjorie Taylor Greene, that she wants to oust him and stuff?
Yeah, it's
the
in
Democrats,
the House.
House. They have a chance to maybe have some leverage with the guy. Maybe he can get that bill passed for the border. And the other thing is, I think Biden should take some action. And I mean, I don't know what powers he has, but they're calling this an invasion.
Oh, he's so already taken a number of actions on the border. He's mobilized more resources down there. He's just reached the limit of what he can do as the president without Congress acting. But, you know, the Senate passed a really, really rigorous border bill that was well-funded and that would have added thousands of border officers, that would have built, you know, extended the electronic sensors and things around the wall. I mean, just, a lot of good things, and or at least useful things. I mean, you can have an argument about it, I suppose. But Trump said, don't pass that law because that'll solve the problem, and you've got to wait until I'm president to solve problems. And that is just so cynical. It's just so friggin' cynical. Jim, I got to run, but thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show. And your weekdays home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at
FightingBlindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former Drew. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have entire teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are just awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Our dogs deserve food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why Louise and I love feeding Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium dog food, to our dogs, Blue and Chewy. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, the top five ingredients are turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. All dogs are unique. drmartypets.com/Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, 51 minutes past the hour. Mike in Seattle. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Oh, well, I want to complain, or I'm not complaining, point out to people that if they want to get involved in the upcoming, all the varying voting that's going to happen this year, go become a, what is called in at least Washington State, a precinct committee officer.
Yes.
But you are in charge of a precinct. It's actually, even though I didn't run against anybody, it is the entry level for if you ever want to go into politics, go be a PCO.
And it's also
go knock on the door of people in the neighborhood.
And it's also, it gives you an opportunity to influence the opinions of your elected officials with a gravitas that the average person doesn't have. Your elected officials come to these meetings. They pay attention to what the committee precinct people say. You have, you know, huge opportunities to share your thought. Plus, you can you have a say in who the primary candidates are going to be, and you have a say in the platform.
We do. And we as the PCOs get to vote on that stuff where other people that might be coming to the... So you go to your legislative district, and I don't know what they call them in every state, but it's a larger portion, right? You go to the legislative district. In our case, it's we have two representatives and one senator for the state of Washington that serve that legislative district, and then that's split into precincts. And all those precincts are, you know, I have an odd geographical precinct, but, I mean, they tend to be walking distance.
Yep.
It's easy to cover. And then you get to go talk to your neighbors and find out what they're thinking. And then what you do is you get to carry the message that the you get to start driving the messages over and over and over and over and over again. And you know the seven time rule, right?
Yep.
The seven times rule.
You hear it, you believe it. You actually hear it. Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Mike. And it's one of the most important jobs in American politics. Mike, I have to move along, but thank you so much for being a precinct
committee person. By the way, the Colorado covers on the east side of California.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike. Teresa in Pahoa, Hawaii. Hey, Teresa, what's up?
Correct. Yeah, hi. I got interested and I researched the CompSec Act,
mm-hmm.
and I found this one article from the, what you would call it? Let me see, where is it? Oh, sorry. I'm getting all excited here. From the Speech Read Center at hold on. I'm looking at my thing here. Oh, at Middle Tennessee State University.
Mm-hmm.
And in this article, in this subtopic, it says that CompSec Act on birth control information overturned. And it cites this United States versus one package, and in parentheses, Second Circuit, 1936,
right.
Where this activist, Margaret Sander, lobbied for overturning the birth control provisions.
Yep.
And the decision was... was overturned. It was made.
That's right. It was also the condom provision was overturned in 1930, by the Supreme Court. By a district court. Was the 1936 decision a Supreme Court decision, or was it an appeals court decision or a district court opinion?
It was Second Circuit.
It was the Second Circuit who overturned the condom thing too. Neither of those have ever been before the Supreme Court. And that's the problem. To the best of my knowledge, the CompSec Act has never been adjudicated at the level of the Supreme Court. And so you've had the Second Circuit in two different cases saying, you know, it doesn't apply to condoms, it doesn't apply to birth control. That's as good as, you know, well, that's good until the Supreme Court weighs in. And right now you've got, you know, a whole bunch of right-wing Catholics on the Supreme Court. And I'm not holding my breath for,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Teresa, got to move along. Thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Appreciate it. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
Well, Phil, regarding getting things done if we get a Democratic sweep or majority.
Yeah, step one is kill a filibuster.
Yes, that's exactly what I was calling about. Yeah.
Good.
How are we going to do that if we don't get a complete sweep and a Democratic?
It takes that's what we've got to do. We've got to win all those races. It takes it only takes 51 votes or 50 votes with a vice president, assuming that we hold the White House.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't need a supermajority.
Yeah. You don't. It's changing the rules. I mean, changing the rules can be subject to a filibuster, but you can. Well, actually, they can't. I'm sorry. Changing the rules only takes 51 votes. The problem was when we tried to change the votes to get the For the People Act passed, we got abandoned by Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. But they're not going to be there next year, so, you know, I'm hopeful. Clay, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Show up at your local Democratic Party. Give them a call or just show up at the next meeting and volunteer to be a precinct committee person. It's a big deal. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty in all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
People saw me and assumed I couldn't work. They only saw a disability, but I was ready to work. I am dependable, trainable, and productive. Then someone decided to believe in me and say yes.
And once you say yes, Thinkability Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We're learning more about what was on board a cargo ship that hit a bridge in Baltimore Tuesday morning.